Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Ruth Sherman's here. Ruth has become a great member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without her. 14 years she's been hanging out with us, internationally recognized as one of the leading authorities in the world on speech and interpersonal communication. She helps business leaders like you and me put our best foot forward all the time. Her outstanding book is called Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. I'm pretty sure we launched that on this show, and she's our good friend, Ruth Sherman. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. So,
thank you.
So one of the things that, one of the reasons why we have you with us, and we have you in the world, Ruth, is because we're in a period of, we're moving hell-bent for light speed into the digital age, which mm-hmm. which one of the alternative terms for digital is virtual, isn't it? And
yes,
we have more and more virtual ways of communicating, but yet you and I are still analog beings. All the new technology we adopt and we develop and we love, it's sexy, it's compelling, but still you and I are at the heart of all of that. The one common denominator from the old age to the new age is are the analog beings who are using all this stuff. And that's, I think your work is so important now, because we now more than ever before, humans need to realize that we are still analog, and it's not just about the virtual anymore. Forward, we still have to do face to face. And what do you think?
Well, I agree with you, as you well know. And, you mentioned you and I are analog, but, of course, everybody's analog.
Everybody.
And we are much more analog than we think we are, because still speaking, in other words, even what we're doing right now, Jim, right, we're on the radio, and we are communicating by voice. We're having a conversation.
Right.
It's freewheeling. It's disciplined. We're working, but it's freewheeling. And because of that, there is the ability to connect with listeners in a way that writing simply does not.
Right.
So writing, I include texting, right? Texting, emailing, all of the different ways that we have to communicate virtually. Now, another way that has come about, the quote-unquote digital communication, is video. But video is almost like a combination of face-to-face and virtual, right? It's not as great as being in the same room, but it's the next best thing. And after many years of saying, oh, gosh, next year video is going to be it, it's finally true, right? Video is finally here, because it's easy to use. It's now reliable. Internet speeds are reliable. Mm-hmm. They're fast enough and so forth. So I do think you're absolutely right. We are analog beings. That will never go away. But we do have to adjust and learn combine the two.
Do you think that there's a difference in when you're working with people, do you differentiate between helping them put their best foot forward in the face-to-face, press the flesh kind of environment, as opposed to when they're virtual, if they're doing a Facebook Live or whatever they call it, a Skype call?
Sure.
Or something like that.
Sure.
Is there a difference? Do you differentiate those two?
There's a difference. There's technique involved in both. And, now we're going to get into some theoretical stuff that's boring, and I don't want to do that. But when we're face-to-face, we have mentioned, press the flesh. That's slang, of course, for the communication skill of touch, right? So there's a way to shake a hand. And touch is completely loaded with tremendous meaning, and so depends on how you shake a hand, how you look into somebody's eyes, mm-hmm. how you use your voice. So all of that stuff, how close you are.
So you think body language is less evident and less available in a virtual of video than it is in person, isn't it?
It doesn't have as much meaning. It's not that it's not there. It is technically it is different, so you can't move as actively. You can't wave your hands around in the way that you might. You can't be as free with your body language on a video because it's a box. It's a rectangular box, and
but at least you can see their face, and that's where a lot
you
of
can see their face.
That's where a lot of information is, isn't it?
That's correct. And when, of course, they are looking, if you are doing a video, you've got to be looking into the lens because that's where your audience is.
Right.
And guess what? The lens is inanimate. It doesn't react to you. It doesn't shake its head. It doesn't laugh at your jokes. It doesn't. So, and that's a pretty hard thing for people to get used to. And
that's exactly
that takes practice and experience. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. And if you want to know, if you want to see that really freak you out, go do a remote television interview. You've done those, Ruth, where the host can see you, but you can't see the host. All you can see is the camera, this 2,000-pound camera in front of you on a rollers, and all you can do is look into this little bitty 3-inch lens. But you got to focus on that lens. If you watch people on television, you see them, their eyes kind of darting back and forth. You know that they're not in studio. That's really crazy.
Well, they're not exactly. And you're in this little room alone, right? These remote feeds.
Right.
And I'll never forget one of my first times doing that. The lights, which are terribly bright, were right in my eyes, and I honestly couldn't see the lens. I didn't know where it was, which is why my eyes were shifting. So some advice to your listeners, if you find yourself in that situation, you can tell the producer who's in a feed in your ear. They give you an earphone, an earbud, right? And you can tell the producer to move the light out of your eyes.
Right.
It doesn't have to be there.
The main point of this, me bringing that up, is to say that eye contact is, if you're going to do a remote, eye contact, like you would have if you were face-to-face, is really important to achieve. That's the thing I wanted to get. What do you think?
I agree with you. You know, we have all of these cultural things around eye contact. So people who shift their eyes are not thought to be honest, and people who don't make eye contact are sometimes thought to be less confident. So we don't want that. We want to make sure that we come across confidently and truthfully and honestly and authentically. So making that eye contact is so critical. And so if you're on camera, if you're talking into a video, if you're recording a video or having a video conference, making that contact with a lens, that little green cyclops is what I call it, is critical.
Right. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, we're going to have something completely different to talk about. 20F, right back with Ruth Sherman. I'm Jim Blasting here. Stay with me.
And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.